We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from the Wall Street Bangsters.
The Wall Street Bangsters. You know, I was talking about the whole idea, what is money? And once you understand what money it is, what money is, you'll understand that relying upon a third party for your money is completely unnecessary. And for them to charge interest to use your IOU is profoundly backward. It's the means by which that a third party who produces no value captures your essence. So the base core is, you know, you make bread and I'm a wheat farmer. Well, we can barter during the harvest season with no problem because I have wheat readily available to exchange with your bread. Now the problem arises, and the purpose that money was created as a private contract or an IOU was in the winter season, I can't give you wheat any longer, but I still need bread, so I want to continue to trade with you. So I will create an IOU saying that I'll deliver upon the harvest several bushels of wheat so that you can process that into bread, ultimately allows me to eat during the winter. So all that IOU is a promise to pay by me. That piece of paper is a fictitious entity. It's a private contract. It doesn't exist in the real world. It's just like a government or a corporation. Animals don't have governments, corporations, money, or private contracts. They're something that are just inventions to as a form of technology. An IOU is just innovated barter. So when I issue that IOU, I am honest as long as I deliver upon it. However, if I create IOUs which exceed my ability to produce, then I will be creating IOUs which are fraudulent. It's not that the technology of paper or digital IOUs or contracts, that they're fraudulent. It's not that the technology is fraudulent. It's just that once I issue IOUs which are in excess of my ability to deliver, then that the IOUs are being issued fraudulently. So the point is, just, you know, we're bartering, and if I issued this IOU to you as the bread maker, and you then turned that around and gave it to the wagon maker, that IOU would still have validity. The wagon maker can turn it into me. And in this system, the wagon maker, the bread maker, and the wheat producer all produce a product in the free market. They all create value. Now, a bank is a third party. Just imagine this third party entity comes in and they say, from now on, we create the IOUs. And by the way, when we issue the IOUs, there's interest. Even if they didn't create the interest, let's say they just create the IOUs without interest, they would be stealing the capacity of the producers. Now, if they just issued them for free and just gave them away, that would be honest. That's what we do with Mountain Hours. We're a third party. We're not producing anything of value. Not on par with the others. We're just facilitating a service. We're just creating pieces of paper to distribute in the system. We'll be right back. Love of the loveless. Love of the loveless.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money misinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via Mountain Hours.
Indeed, not to live in pain and fear, it's to have abundance and a great future. Time to create abundance, a future where we look forward to what's going to happen from here, that we wake up every day, kick off our day with a smile, knowing that we live in a world where we can get paid for what we do naturally, that what we like to do. Right now, I do pretty much every day what I like to do. Wasn't always like that. I don't get paid for it, though. I'm living off the proceeds of what I did working hard, building pools and building a company. So hopefully this will become the sort of thing that does get compensated for. But initially, because it's new and people don't understand it, it's hard to be compensated for something that people don't understand the value. And then even the ones that do understand it, they don't have any they don't have resources or Federal Reserve notes in order to pay for it. Unfortunately, we do live in Babylon, so we do need to pay for lots of things that are payable in Federal Reserve notes. That's the way that we get entrapped into the matrix. And we get stuck on the treadmill, the rat race, et cetera, et cetera. So, and, you know, as before the break, I was getting into how was it that the capacity to create our own IOUs has been taken from us? Because that's what money was originally. How was it that you had a sovereign barter system where people just bartered their goods and services? They had a perfect barter system where they were independent. They could live and have the things they needed without being controlled by an outside entity. Well, they had the IOUs circulating, and you know, if somebody issued IOUs which were in excess of their ability to deliver, let's use the example of the wheat farmer. If he issued them in excess, then he would be shunned by that community because they'd be mad that they, you know, they put in, they created an honest contract. I'm going to give you bread in the winter time, and now you're not delivering to me the wheat as you promised. I have a contract that says here you're going to deliver whatever, 10 bushels of wheat, and now you're reneging on it. You know, obviously it's not for reasons out of my control. Let's say there was a drought, or I got, you know, I broke my leg, or there was some major injury or something. That's one of the advantages of having barter script. So now with the barter script, the members of the barter system, that they can trade, and if I, as the wheat farmer, if I get sick, the barter script still circulates. It still has value. It's the next innovation. So that you don't get stuck with an individual's IOU, you have a, you know, a credit from the entire system. That we all agree in the system, this voluntary barter exchange, that we all agree to honor this barter script of a common denomination. And that's basically what you know, colonial Pennsylvania was doing. That's where I'm from originally. That's what Ben Franklin was doing. And the Bank of England didn't like that. They didn't like that this community was self-sufficient. They had abundance. There was no poorhouses. There was full employment. Lack of money is what creates a depression. And that's when people's skills go underutilized in a society of scarce money. So how is it that the Bank of England, how did they get into creating control over the colonists? Well, the first thing they did is they started counterfeiting their currency. They counterfeited the IOUs so that the IOUs were, it was impossible for that community to deliver upon those IOUs. So it debauched the faith that the people had in their own organic system. That's step one. Destroy the faith that the people have in their own organic system. Two, get those people dependent upon a system which you control. So if money is overly created, there's so many IOUs that the people can't rely upon them. They don't rely upon the paper. So they don't blame the technology of paper. That's what they just see, that there's so many IOUs. Like, oh, we need something different. Because there's so many IOUs. It's the private bankers that want the people to be dependent. So that they can garner the power to create the IOUs or the money. They want a commodity currency initially. So that they can get them dependent upon a commodity which is scarce. Because they're going, hey, look, you have too many IOUs. What you need is something scarce. And we got it. use what we got. And there's no gold and silver mines in the former colonies at that time. Get them dependent upon what you got. And that could even be coconuts. If if I own all of the land where the coconuts grow, sure, let's make money coconuts. It would be analogous to us making, in the previous example, wheat as the money. And I'm the wheat farmer. I'm like, sure, let's make wheat. In order for the bread maker to buy a wagon, they have to buy wheat from me. Right? Can you see the con? Can you see how this plays into the benefit of the wheat farmer? Well, that's exactly what they wanted to do with gold and silver, because it's something that community did not have organic to itself. It's a methodology to build dependence upon an outside commodity. It would even be corrupt if it was internal, if we all made wheat what needs to be used. It's similar to a petrodollar. In order for, previously for China to buy oil from Saudi Arabia, they had to buy the petrodollar, the Federal Reserve note, first, before they could buy oil. So it created a third-party relationship with someone that's not producing anything that's necessary. So, China makes lots of stuff, and Saudi Arabia is producing oil. Well, now by introducing this third party, the Federal Reserve note, it makes them dependent upon a third party that's not producing something. Well, that could be done with gold too. So now, after they've counterfeited the IOUs, it's problem, reaction, solution. The goldsmiths or the cartel controllers, the money power, then say, hey, let's use gold and silver as money. We have it. Maybe they'll give them some just to let them circulate it. But they're going to loan it to them at interest because they're private bankers. It's the private user, of course. They might, with anybody that's trying to build dependency, whether it's a drug or a commodity, they might give you some initially, just like Jefferson says, first through inflation, which means easy money. You got to build the dependence first. Got to give them the crack first. And that's how this works. Build the dependence first. Then once the people are dependent upon it, then you contract the supply to engineer the foreclosures. And that's what you really want. You want the land and the products of the producers of the system. So now you destroy their self-sufficiency. You come in and you create defaults. You engineer defaults through the mathematic contract fraud of usury. That was your main goal all along, was to destroy their self-sufficiency, their sovereignty, their independence, and make them dependent upon what you control, your gold, your silver, your petroleum, your diamonds, whatever. That's how the scam works. And we're here to expose it. And then the next evolution from there is, create another panic and, grab all the gold. All the private property in 1933 was confiscated by the parasitic usurers. They got it all. And by the way, we have a new thing that we do here on the show. We're approaching, on the East Coast anyway, 420. And the Jubilee Plan was created with the idea of we do what we do, and we have a creative soul that's going to fix problems. Well, it's just about 420. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Love, peace, and revolution with ancient wisdom. Ancient wisdom. And that is what is accessed when we smoke marijuana. We access a different part of our mind that has connection to the one. This is the Bob Marley One Love idea. This is the recipe to build a better future, which is based upon common agreement, things that benefit us mutually, the nonviolence principle, ancient wisdom, the great prophets, all support a usury-free society because usury is a form of contract fraud. It's theft through color of law. It appears that it's an honest agreement because both parties voluntarily engage in it. The problem is the issuer of the debt, the issuer of the money, they can engineer it so that it's impossible for all of the borrowers to pay. If the issuer was honest, it's possible mathematically that it could be. However, that's not what they do. They are psychopaths. They are parasites which want to live off our commercial energy, so they make it so that they are able to garner our wealth. So this concept of the usury-free living that was advanced by the great prophets, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, many of the Greek philosophers, it's ancient wisdom. It's also ancient wisdom that each 50 or 70 years that we have a universal debt jubilee if usury was permitted. Because it was understood that the parasitic private usurers over time would garner and aggregate all of the wealth of that community in their hands. And that would occur whether there was a big government or small government or no government. It didn't matter if the money was gold, silver, paper, or digits. Usury is the original sin. And when that wealth has all been aggregated into the hands of a very few, the solution for that is a universal debt jubilee. Ancient wisdom. Nothing that I made up. We are just accessing, just like Linda Hogan was discussing in the last hour, that we are becoming reconnected to the source. We're realizing that these, you know, private banks and with all of their, you know, their three-piece suits and all of their appearance of authority, institutionalization, that they've been lying all along. That we need to start listening to each other instead of these guys on TV. And a lot of these guys on the internet too, because they're on their path too. But some of them are being put up by the bad guys as phony, false solutions. Just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true at all. Just because it's on TV doesn't mean it's false either. Most of it is. The values are. But there's some, you know, you in order to have some validity of truth, you need to have a recipe for truth. With, you know, mixing in the poison as well. But ultimately, even a small bit of poison in it is poisonous and can kill you. So that's what con men do, is they've got to flavor their lies with truth. Otherwise, they can't gain your confidence. That's why, you know, it says in God we trust, not Satan. Not the synagogue of Satan, but in God, the creator, the producer, not the destroyer. Ancient wisdom. Ancient wisdom. And just like Steve Jobs thought differently on, these are his own words, Steve Jobs learned to think differently. Now, mind you, this is the most, the greatest innovator of our lifetime. He thought differently on acid. Likewise, I think differently on the great state of Colorado's, not, I shouldn't say state of Colorado, it's a corporation, but the people of the Rockies make some of the best marijuana in the country. So that's what we use. I'm thankful to be back in Colorado. We were able to hook up a little bud while we're on our trip, but there's nothing like coming home because we can pick out our specific strain. We'll be right back.
Every day our lives are swallowed by the war. The unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Money. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Somebody help me please understand. What do we do from here? Well, we know what we should do from here. We've accessed ancient wisdom. All you gotta do is look at a Bible. Universal Debt Jubilee 2012. It is on, and glad to come back. I hadn't been on, unfortunately, I spend way too much time on the addiction-creating Facebook. But it's a good place to connect with other people and share videos. And I like learning through videos and having interaction like that. In any case, I've seen recently a friend of the show, Anthony LaRocca, posted on my Facebook that Anonymous, the guy in the Guy Fawkes mask from the movie Vendetta. Remember the 5th of November? Well, starting on the 5th of November, they're having Op Jubilee, Operation Jubilee. So what is going to happen as time moves forward? People just like in Iceland across the planet are going to say, You made your debts up. You invented the money, then, which you stole the money power from us because it was our IOUs in the first place. So I'm not really sure why we borrowed from you anyway. So all of the people are going to gravitate slowly to this message of Jubilee. And now, you know, a big advocate in the Occupy side is Anonymous. And I was always kind of curious if they were, you know, I'm always suspicious of anything that kind of jumps up like that, if that was loyal opposition or not. But as it's playing out, they're basically saying that from the 5th of November on, we should demand a universal debt jubilee, the forgiveness of all debts and sins, and that they're planning to abolish usury. So I'm very heartened to see these things because I know that I'm not loyal opposition. We're against usury banking. That's as, and the bankers, the private bankers who are in charge right now. So the two necessary components of a sovereign people is, one, you have to eliminate usury, which is just a fraudulent contract. So you want to have, you eliminate force and fraud, right? So I think that's a good determination if somebody is wishing to, if they're advocates for loyal opposition solutions, is to articulate, we are against force, number one. That's the non-aggression principle. A fictitious entity in the form of a government, corporation, or whatever that does not exist in the real world cannot dictate anything to me as a flesh and blood individual, as a creation of God. We the people were created in God's image, and we exist in the real world. You can touch us. We exist. Whereas corporations, governments, money, private contracts, all of those things are fictitious entities invented by man. They do not exist in the real world. Therefore, something that does not exist in the real world cannot have jurisdiction over me, which as being a something that does exist in the real world. Like physics, gravity exists in the real world. I can't write a law up. I'm going to write on a piece of paper because I'm with the government of the United States Corporation or a government. I can't make a law overruling natural law, physical law. From now on, gravity is no longer in effect. We see the absurdity in it. But in the meantime, we willingly give up all too often our natural rights because we've been socialized and conditioned to it. So to establish an honest society, you have to eliminate force and fraud. Usury is fraud. It's a methodology by an elite few to garner all the productive capacity of the many. So the elimination of both those things is essential, and we are looking to start the universe. Like, you know, we might as well just do this because it's inevitable anyway. This is all going to occur. It's the only solution. So as people hear about it and their minds begin to think about it, they're just going to gravitate to it. So do check out OperationJubilee.in. And this is to be created in England, but they want solidarity across the planet. The Occupy idea is very prominent in the Occupy movement. So I'm just reading from their site. Anonymous Operation Jubilee. Jubilee 2012 starts in 18 days, 10 hours, 24 minutes, and 17 seconds. And it's literally a countdown clock. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. And I like the initiative. And we've got a date set that's on the 5th. Again, this is peaceful nonviolence because we don't believe in FOIAs. Peaceful, nonviolent. Now, my only qualification is, or my critique, is that the Buckminster Fuller quote is not being adhered to here. And that quote is, we do not destroy, or we do not change an existing paradigm by destroying it. We create a new paradigm which makes the old paradigm irrelevant. So, you know, the masses are not going to move toward the solution if they don't see, like, okay, what's your alternative? You can't just go protest, because the alternative might be, you know, Maoist China or Soviet Russia when they had genocides. Maybe it's Hitler's Nazi and their genocide. So we don't, and since the majority of revolutions in the past were started that, so they could be bringing people in with a good idea and then flipping them. We have to show the people what our solution looks like. We have to show them what our plan looks like, that we have worked out some of the details. How are you going to pay for social programs if force is eliminated? Right? My parents are on Social Security. My brother is retired Navy. How do they get their contracts fulfilled that, you know, they put up? They had a contract, even though it was with a fraudulent issuer, but they did have a contract that their, you know, it's 20 years in the military. My brother spent 2 months underwater fighting the Cold War. 2 months. 2 consecutive months without seeing sunlight. He fulfilled his contract. He did the right thing. He loved and he cared. He was lied to. So we need to show that we can fulfill these contracts without violence. We need to show that we are committing to fulfill these contracts. It's not enough just to say, oh, the issuer was fraudulent. Jubilee, tough luck, you people that are dependent upon this corrupt system. You should have never trusted them. And I agree to an extent, but nonetheless, it's our responsibility to make sure that, you know, by the way, it's in our own interest. Because if we're just going to say, you know, sink or swim, our movement's going to remain small. But if we say we accept the responsibility, we can all have more abundance, we will fulfill those contracts, it is our responsibility, we are going to stand up, we are going to take care of the wants and needs that are required by the Tea Party, generally libertarians. No force by the state. The non-aggression principle, and we are going to be responsible as free people. We're just not going to do it with violence. We could create the systems that we need to without the violence. We can do it. We absolutely can. Once we rely upon ourselves, we are going to create an alternative to the phony, manufactured reality of dependence and scarcity, and fraud, and violence, environmental degradation, usury. We are going to create the alternative reality, which in reality is the real reality. We're flesh and blood individuals, human beings that exist in the real world where they are the sovereigns, not subject to the whims of fictitious entities in the form of governments and corporations that don't exist. So we'll be creating the reality. We will reconnect with the One. We will reconnect with ancient wisdom. It's happening already. There are those who remain glued in a Stockholm Syndrome relationship with the Matrix. They choose to take the blue pill because the reality which is going to replace the existing system and make it irrelevant, that is not entirely created yet. It's dependent upon us to create that and then show it to the world, say, come on over here. We've got a better product. Check it out. Use it. Participate. Critique it. Innovate it. Make it better. And that is all that's required, is that we just innovate our fictitious entities. We're going to innovate our contracts. We're going to innovate our money. We're going to innovate our government. We're going to innovate our corporations. These fictitious entities don't serve us right now because they're based upon fraud and force. When we innovate those fictitious entities, they will serve us rather than dominate us. We are the sovereigns. We exist, and we require that our money create abundance and wealth for us. I am a sovereign sentient being, and therefore I require that government serves me without force. I am a sentient being, and I recognize that usury is a mathematic fraud which aggregates the wealth of all of humanity in the hands of an elite few. I understand it, and I'm not going to participate in it. My contracts will not be based upon usury, nor will they need to be when we have abundance in the first place. Bankers love scarce money because guess who you borrow money from? They create the demand for their own product. So ancient wisdom. So we're establishing a new sort of, I'm going to try to make the second hour a little more fun anyway. You can only listen to so much monetary theory. So it's important that, we're hoping to draw solidarity with the rest of our brothers and sisters in Occupy and Tea Party and End the Fed, that every day we get on the broadcast and we'll have call-ins in the second hour. We're going to kind of mix up the format of the show some more, maybe doing a guest in the first hour, and then in the second hour, particularly in that 420 range on the East Coast, it's 420 somewhere. And I like to see what Joby Weeks and Adam Kokesh did, where they were basically right on the internet and did a YouTube video where they're just smoking from a bong just directly in there. Because we need to change this paradigm that the reality is marijuana, the bud, the kind, pot, is a benevolent tool to help the mind get in touch with ancient wisdom. And those who have ancient wisdom have more creativity. They're able to speak to one another's souls. They're able to connect with the one. They're able to recognize more of the fundamental reasons why things are so messed up on the planet right now. And it gets them in touch with their spirit that exists in the ether. And when you're in touch with your immortal soul, you're not fearful for your physical self. And one of the tools and methodologies whereby our controllers control us is with fear. And we have fear in our physical soul, in our physical material presence on the planet. That's where we have fear of the pain. But our souls don't have that because they're immortal. They're an idea. They're a concept. They can't be killed. So that's why I, on this show, absolutely and fully believe that marijuana is a tool for our emancipation. Exodus. It's a fundamental and essential tool, so we are going to recognize it as such each day at 4:20 on this broadcast. Hallelujah. And in an honest world, alcohol would be understood to be the poison that it is, which destroys our relationships with our brothers and sisters. It creates a materialistic, egotistical presence where we become vicious. We'll be right back.
For the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one. Gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via Mountain Hours.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating the truth. The bankers are the sovereigns. How'd the private bankers do it? They bankrupted the United States Corporation, which was established in 1871. They bankrupted the U.S. Corporation in 1933. So it went from a government fictitious entity to a corporation fictitious entity starting in 1871. It's the difference between the California Republic and the state of California. This is important to know that because governments are more closely attached to the people, which do exist in the real world, they're more closely attached because a government, the people create the government, whereas governments create corporations. So that whole natural order has been inverted. So that's what we're going to be doing on a daily basis at 4:20. It's our new initiative. I'm looking at Choice right now, and she's giving me a big high five, peace symbol, and she's got her wandering monk's hat on. And a quick shout out, this Friday in Boulder at the Shine venue, it's like a restaurant concert place, the Wandering Monks and the Freedom Movement are going to be playing. They're going to be performing a few of their new songs, including Jubilee. And it's good to see we've got people on the left and the right recognizing, they might call it repudiate the debt. They use that verbology rather than Jubilee just because they don't like the religious connotation. But it means the same thing. One thing to remember is a lot of times they talk about repudiate the debt, and they're just talking about the national debt. No. All of it. The national debt and... Because they're differentiating between the national debt was created by the violence or the force of government. So we need to eliminate the force and the fraud. So the national debt was kind of, you know, that was imposed through force because they had a phony electoral system with a whole bunch of puppet presidents operating and expanding a national debt, which enriched the people who controlled the scheme behind the scenes. So that was imposed through force. They give the illusion that it was voluntary because we supposedly had an elected, Congress. It was just a big puppet show. But ultimately, the people weren't fully informed, so it was based all upon fraud because it was always impossible to pay. If you create one Federal Reserve note, and you have to pay back one Federal Reserve note plus interest, you can't pay the principal plus the interest unless you're allowed to use that single Federal Reserve note more than one time. But if you make that one payment, and then I take that, you basically just don't take that Federal Reserve note and recirculate it as the private bankers do, the private users, they want the collateral. That's how the scam is organized. So it's essential to understand that even though the people locally, for their own individual debts, when they're always kept in a perpetual state of scarcity and not having enough Federal Reserve notes, you have to borrow. The bankers engineer it that way. Scarcity creates loans. That's why people are living off of credit cards now. We'll see you tomorrow.
And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as